Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I love talking to you all, not only about individuals that have been able to find what they want to do in life, but then, of course, have been able to go out and do it and to be able to see the way that people have appreciated it. That's exactly what our next guest has been able to see. Excited to welcome recording artist Katya Gleason to our show. We're going to talk to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that literally with the world. Just this year, she released the music video for her new single, Look at Us. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can watch that video for yourself as well as hear the single as well. We also will speak with Katya not only about her journey to being who she is today, but what it's been like for her to inspire her fans along the way too. Katya, hello to you and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, Cyrus. How are you?
I am doing really good. Excited to have you on the program today, so I really do appreciate the time. There are so many great things about you, Katya. Not only are you a talented singer, and we'll let our listeners hear that a little bit later, but you're a great example for people, not only about what's possible for them, but also, of course, the importance of going for your goals and dreams. You know, as you've been able to share your music with the world, Katya, what has it been like for you to share that message, too, that if you want something bad enough, you can work hard and make it happen?
Oh, well, thank you, firstly.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got me blushing here. I think it's just, I relate so much to with a lot of people because, like, I grew up in an area where we didn't have a lot of money, and we were kind of really working class, so you kind of separated something like your dream as something that really isn't achievable and just leave that as your dream and go and get a steady job and, you know, work for the man and just work really hard and get paid and be able to put food on the table. So just getting out of that mindset and realizing that, you know, everyone in this world is equal and it doesn't matter what kind of upbringing you've had or whether you've come from money or no money, where each individual is very powerful. We're very powerful people. We're very powerful beings. And, you know, we're all on an equal play. Like it's all a level playing field when you take out things like money. So I think that, yeah, it's very important to me that I be able to express that and talk about that with people that may still be in that mindset that I'm sometimes stuck in myself. Like you still can go back into that mindset and go, I don't deserve to be here. And you get into comparisons and all that kind of stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, definitely very important to me.
Well, and the other thing that's very important for you, it seems like, and I got a chance to watch some of your performances online, Katya, is that you seem to really come alive on stage. Is that where everything really seems to come together for you, when you're on stage, able to sing and dance and to entertain your fans?
Yeah, that's my favorite place to be, just because that's where I'm directly connecting with people. Like it's one thing to songwrite and record and you're kind of either by yourself or you're collaborating with just a few people, but once you bring it out to a larger audience and we're all just sharing the same experience and we're talking about emotions that we all go through and we're talking about hard times and we're celebrating together and having good times, it's just that's why I love live performance, which is funny because when I was really little I was like fat and very scared of performing in front of people, so it's just crazy that now I feel very much at home on stage. It's crazy.
Right. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because one of the things that I noticed when I was prepping for this that I did not know initially when we were initially set up to talk with each other is that you have been very open about your own journey, not only, of course, with weight, with your, you know, loving yourself, but also getting to a place where you can then speak out. And I thought it was interesting. I watched another interview that you did where you talked about not only, you know, speaking out, you know, against, you know, bullying, but also talking to the ones doing the bullying. Why has that been so important for you to not only to talk about those people who are the subject of the bullying, but also why people bully in the first place?
Usually because they're victims of someone else's bullying, or usually they're the ones that are in even more pain, and the only way that they can deal with life and handle it is to act out and bring someone else down. Knowing that, and it's funny because there was a girl in my elementary school, and she was kind of like Regina George in Mean Girls, except sometimes they were a little bit more physically violent as well. And then in high school, we didn't go to the same high school, and she kind of contacted me and apologized. And by then I kind of already knew her home life, and I knew that her parents were really hard on her, and, you know, there was just a lot of issues that she was going through at home. So being able to sort of step outside of what's going on for just you and having empathy for other people, I think, is really important, because condemning someone and punishing people, and, you know, you just end up as bad as a bully. You need to nip it in the bud and understand why something like that is happening.
Exactly. And understanding that definitely does bring people closer together. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome to our program today Katia Gleason. We're talking to her not only about her own musical journey, but also what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. Look at Us is a single we're going to be hearing a little bit later, as well as telling our listeners, Katia, how they can stay connected with you. Let me tell you what I thought was so great about this single, though, before we hear it. You have this great video that you've been able to release, over 200,000 views already on this video that has not been out that long. And then I love the interaction that you have with your fans, because one of them posted, hey, you know, I'd like to learn the dances to this. And then you responded back, you know, hey, you can go here to be able to see the tutorial. I mean, is that also a lot of fun for you, to not only share, you know, your music and your videos, but also to have that interaction with your fans?
Oh, absolutely. I do the, you know, live streaming Periscope. I do that every day. And I'm able to sort of speak to people in real time. And some people sort of, they've found me through Look at Us, or they've seen the Princess Rap Battle. And we sort of get to know each other, and we talk about real life and issues and music. And I found that interacting is, it makes everything worth it. It makes the journey really authentic.
Right. And speaking of being authentic, if people go to your website, it's katiagleason.com, and we'll remind them of that a little bit later. One of the things I noticed on there was that you have, like, the Ariana Grande cover that you have there for One Last Time. But then, of course, you have your own single, Look at Us. I mean, what is it like for you, Katia, to go from doing a cover to then be able to allow us to, you know, see you perform a song that you not only wrote but also sing?
It's interesting, because when you sort of are starting out in the music business or industry, or just playing with music, it's usually covers that you play with first, and then comes songwriting. It's definitely more personal when you're sharing something that you've collaborated or written yourself, if someone hasn't done it before. And with covers, it's definitely a challenge to do the song justice and sort of give it your own personal spin.
Right. And that's definitely what you've been able to do, to bring your own personality to music. And we see that personality in the video for Look at Us. Talk to us about that experience. What was it like for you to be on the set of that video, to see all of it come together? And, you know, it's very obvious you look like you're having fun. What was it like for you to kind of be in that moment?
It was so much fun. I think that my intention that I set before writing any treatments, because I sort of wrote the idea and the storyline behind it, was definitely, I just wanted to have a really, really fun day, and I wanted everyone who was involved to just have a really great experience. And that was my first priority. The fact that people had a good time and that you can see that we had fun. We had a lot of laughs. But I definitely wanted to convey a bit of a story that I've sort of gone through here. And the idea is that me and the girls are kind of a little bit awkward and silly on a red carpet, which is pretty much if I step on a red carpet, I don't know what I'm doing. Until Ongina, I don't know if you're familiar with Ongina, she's from RuPaul's Drag Race, and she sort of teaches us how to be a real queen on the red carpet. The idea was just to sort of be fun, and we sort of played with the idea of using the style inspiration of modern day princesses because they were kind of our role models when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, again, and that fun definitely comes through. Well, for those who have not had a chance to visit to see the video, you can go to KatiaGleason.com. We'll remind you of that a little bit later. It is on YouTube. But here is the single, Look at Us. Stay with us. We'll be back with our final moments with Katia right after this.
Please put your hands together when you're ready for me. I'll be the one that's waving as you're all on your feet.
Gleason with Look at Us right here on Conversations Live. Been having a great conversation today with Katia, talking with her not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. I mentioned your fans earlier. I mean, and you have lots of them, Katia, that you've been able to stay connected with through social media, tens of thousands all over the place, through Facebook, Twitter, I mean, Instagram. Well, you know, what is that like for you to think about, to kind of just sit back and think, wow, all of these people are coming together to support me?
I just don't even think of it in numbers because I don't know, anyone who like connects with me personally, I seem to know, and I don't really like count them off or anything like that. So it's surreal, and I'm so lucky that there are so many beautiful people out there, and they're scattered all across the globe. that are so wonderful and positive and really inspiring. Like, they inspire me, and they, yeah, it's crazy how it kind of, this positive energy goes in such a cycle, because it can get hard to navigate through a lot of negative people and a lot of negative energy, but there is so much beauty and positivity to the world, and they show it.
Exactly, they show it. And I want to go back to what you just said about that positive energy, because just the journey you've been able to have, Katia, where you've been able to make a very literal, you know, move. We talk about on this program about, you know, us sometimes taking an emotional journey or even, you know, psychological journey. You made a physical journey,
yes,
to be able to come, yes, you know, to where you are today and to be able to do what you love to do. I mean, where did that courage come from to be able to say, you know what, I'm going for this, you know, I'm going to make this work? Where do you think that comes from?
Sometimes you have to kind of go through some really very negative emotion to get to a moment of clarity and to get to a place of just having a little bit of bravery. But most of the time, it's just taking baby steps. So it's just doing one step at a time, and then all of a sudden you look back and you're like, wow, I can't believe that I've come this far, because every single challenge that sort of comes across, you know, comes your way, you kind of just have to tackle it there and just keep stepping forward, you know, slowly.
Right, exactly.
That's kind of, so whenever I look back, I'm like, oh yeah, it was a big move and all that kind of thing, but it was just like, okay, just get on a plane, just see how you go, just live there for a little while. Oh yeah, just call your mum and Skype your sister, and yeah, it's all right. Oh, you know, see how it goes. Work with these producers and songwriters, and oh, I'm going to do this show and meet these people. It's just, yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. You know, I think it is such a great attitude to be able to have, Katia. And it shows people, though, if you want something to happen, you have to be willing to make those moves. And you're definitely proof of that, that when you make those moves, great things can happen for sure. Again, everyone,
definitely,
Katia Gleason has been our guest. Make sure you guys have bookmarked her website at katiagleason.com. There you can stay connected with her all over social media. All her social media links are there as well. And look out for the single Look At Us coming soon to your online retailers for sure. Katia, thank you so much for stopping by today. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
looking forward
you.
To staying connected with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the show, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, as well as on twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We've tagged Katia on both to make it easy for you guys to be able to find her there as well. I want to thank our good friend Zach Tepperman for setting up this conversation with us for today. And want to thank all of you for tuning in. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You will make it a great one.